Welcome. Today is a beautiful meaning of an ending. I had to put our family dog to sleep today. I say family dog because my wife and I rescued Gibson when he was just a few months old back in 2009. Before we moved to New York City in 2011, Gibson went to live at my in-laws' house with their two other dogs. And today Gibson died. He was almost 13 years old. He brought my wife and I so much joy. When I proposed to my wife, I did it with the ring around Gibson's collar at the dog park. He would run around like crazy in our little condo in Scottsdale when he was a puppy, and I'd cruise around in my Prius cranking Jerry Garcia with Gibson sitting shotgun. We called him Gibson because, you know, that story when my dad took me to game one of the 1988 World Series, and we infamously left the game early to beat the traffic in the parking lot. That's the game when Kirk Gibson hit the legendary walk-off home run. So we called our dog Gibson as a reminder to live in the moment. While most of Gibby's life was with my wife's parents here in Phoenix, toward the very end, he stopped eating, stopped moving. My in-laws are out of town right now, and they were more emotionally connected with Gibson. So I went over to the house today, carried Gibby to the car, and brought him to the animal hospital. I feel he's in a much better place right now. The doctor said Gibby didn't even have the energy to lift his head up anymore, and that's when you know it's time. But it's sad to say goodbye. Before the last moment together, I asked Gibby to let me know when he arrives. And as he took his last breath, I asked the vet through my tears if he believes Gibson was on his way to heaven. And the vet said, absolutely. It's easier for dogs because they have shorter lives and they get back to heaven quicker. Something like this happens, it makes you reflect on the meaning of life. Gibson started as a tiny puppy, a mutt. We thought when we first rescued him he was a lab, but he turned into some kind of mix, more like a lab and a dachshund. I remember the first night we had him, I came home from a trip, and my wife had brought Gibby home from the pound, and he was hiding under the bed, so tiny and so adorable. And then today, this last minute of his life, the euthanasia drug squeezed into the catheter on his paw. Every living thing comes and every living thing goes. And what's so curious, at least to me, is where they come from and where they return to. Is there a mysterious other side out there? Is Gibby free right now from his old, ragged, bony body? Is his puppy soul running around like crazy in heaven like it was running around like crazy in the dog park? I mean, he used to run like the wind. And it's so interesting because as I write and record this meditation, I feel a shift from sadness to freedom. And it feels so good. It's something I was reminded about when I met that elder. I told you about her in the previous meditation, in case you need a reminder. Earlier this week, I met an 87-year-old who was every bit of freedom and wisdom. She's living her very best life at 87. She's totally going downstream. She said she feels so blessed every day. She's so grateful. She enjoys her journey every day. Come on, people. You're hearing this meditation probably on a Saturday. What more can you do on this day, in this life, in this moment to turn downstream? How can you go easier on yourself? How can you live with a gentler heart? How can you enjoy today more? Because there will come a day when we are old and down to our last breath, like Gibson was today. When we are hoping that our soul will be freed from our old body and get to run like the wind. But God willing, that day is a long ways in the future. So how can you actually run like the wind today, or at least align with the wind? As Gibby lay dying, I looked up at the sterile room at the animal hospital, and there was a sign on the wall, obviously a sign for dog owners. It said, "Live like someone left the gate open." So let's do that. Let's come to our centering thought. Not very meditative, but I know you know what I mean when I say, run. Run. Go with that today. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to that word, to center yourself. Run. Run. Today was the last page in the last chapter in the life of our family dog, Gibson, Gibby. It was sad to see him at the end, skin and bones. But as I was creating this meditation, I felt a shift from sadness to freedom. I can feel Gibby running right now, happy as can be, like the gate is open. He's a puppy all over again. And I'll say to him right now what I'll say to you. While you can, go like the wind, or at least align with the wind. Run, run, run. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.